Please note that your call may be recorded for quality assurance or training purposes.
Hello?
Hey, Charles?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Charles, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Been crazy.
It's good problems. A lot of work?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I hate to tell you I'm calling you to bring you more work, but that's exactly what I'm doing. Well, we had a good talk yesterday. You wanted me to follow up with you, and I think I missed you, so I put you on my calendar for the same time today, see if I can get a hold of you. Okay. Are you still interested in putting the business on the first page of the Google search results, or did you have any extra questions for me?
No, I'm definitely interested. You said it was about $249.
Yep.
$249.
Yep, $249 exactly with the discounts.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm definitely interested. I know that I've got a certain amount of time to figure this out.
If there's anything, I always tell people, if there's anything more valuable than money, it's time. And you don't want to waste time, because there's guys out there that started doing this like 2-3 years ago. And so they got way more reviews than you. They got, new website. They're light years ahead of you. So we got to play the catch up game.
Right. And, I was just, I just want to make sure, there's so many scams and stuff going on nowadays. I just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. We're not a scam. We've been in business since 2004. So you got a 20-year track record online. It wouldn't take you very long to look us up. We're not out here ripping business owners off. That's a one-way ticket to Federal Trade Commission shutting you down.
Yeah.
A regular civilian is a lot different than a business owner.
Let's talk a little bit about we were talking yesterday about the website. I keep getting calls, and I don't even know how. I keep getting calls that people think I'm a different pool company. Somehow my number and somebody else's number has gotten mixed up.
Yeah.
Like Duval, you mentioned Duval Pools yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know, I've been getting a bunch of calls for Duval. People think I'm Duval Pools, and I'm not.
Yeah.
They're telling me they're calling this number, but it's going to my phone.
Yeah, what's crazy though is if you put your number into Google, like I just did it real quick after you told me this, and the first thing that comes up is Superior Pools of Memphis.
Right. Now that is, I'm working with a dude that just, all he does is lead generation for me.
Uh-huh.
That Superior Pools of Memphis, that is my business name, but it's kind of confusing.
You're doing business at Sloan Custom Pools?
Right. So my business is actually Sloan Custom Pools.
The
number that's on that, it's like a 674 number, I think, a 901. I don't know. I don't even know the number.
657-2263.
Yeah, whenever you call that, it's my cell phone, but that's not my number.
Gotcha. Yeah, we got to fix that. That's the number that I have you on right now.
Right, and that's not my number.
Okay.
That's the number for that lead generation.
Easy fix for us. We'll do a name, address, and phone number cleanup, as well as a website, because we have to build a website for you anyway, and we'll clean it up all across the internet so we can resolve that issue for you. What's your primary line of contact?
It's 901-237-1187.
Yeah, it's good that you brought that to my attention, because we'll have to do the name, address, and phone number audit. Now, usually they ask us to charge a setup fee for the name, address, and phone number cleanup, but I'll have that waived. I already waived it yesterday when I talked to you, so I'll just make sure they get it done, but I'm not going to charge you anything for it.
Okay.
Okay. So that 901-657-2263 needs to be replaced by 901-237-1187. And then basically anything on the internet, that has to do with that phone number or with your current phone number, is going to get cleaned up to be Sloan Custom Pools. You know, I think they kind of, a lot of lead gen companies, what they'll do is they'll throw a bunch of profiles out there on Google. And then it kind of casts like this net. And then the second they get a lead, they try to sell the lead for a fee. But what they're not disclosing to the business owner is that they're selling the lead to like three or four people. So sometimes you don't get the job, but you still end up having to pay the lead fee to them. It's kind of scammy. Right? So. Yeah, it's a shared lead. Exactly. So things like HomeAdvisor or Angie's, there's a few different ones out there, but they do things like that, and you kind of want to avoid that, or else you're going to wind up spending money on things that aren't actually helping your business move forward.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile and verify it. If there is one pre-existing, they're going to update it and clean it up with the information that I gathered from you now. I already got the phone number from you. What's the primary street address for the business?
It's
7333 Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N, Square, Drive. Okay, I got it here. Oh, no. Yeah, Olive Branch, right? 38654. Yeah, we had you in Olive Branch already. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and hide. You want your address hidden, right? Came up as a residence. Okay. All right. And outside of the custom pool building, I mean, I noticed some of the stuff was like pool cleaning, but what's your bread and butter? I mean, what other things do you provide?
The biggest thing I do is like weekly service, like pool maintenance, weekly service. Okay. I do renovation on gunite and vinyl liner pools. Vinyl liner replacement is probably like my bread and butter.
Okay.
I do so many vinyl liner replacements. I probably do more than anybody in the Mississippi.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So vinyl liner replacement.
I average probably anywhere between 80 and 100 liner replacements.
Okay. So you can build on that. You can handle more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay. And do you have a crew of guys that work with you, or is it just you?
Yeah. No, I got a crew of guys.
Okay. How many guys would you say?
I've got three other full time guys.
So about four employees total. Four workers total. Okay. Okay. That's not bad. We can build on that, though. Could always subcontract some of them out, too. Don't feel like you got to go to everybody that calls you.
Right, and I do that.
Okay.
I do that.
Your last name's Sloan, Charles, just like the business name?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I got to send everything in writing because I offered you a discounted pricing structure yesterday, and then I've locked that in for as long as you're with us. So I got to send you that in writing, and I got to send the receipt. What's your email address?
You can do sloancustompools@yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah.
Thought we got rid of them. Bing partnered up with Google, and Yahoo said, no, we're going to do our own thing. And since then, they've kind of, this is like 6-7 years ago, they've kind of fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, they, that was just easy for me to do my, work stuff out of Yahoo.
Yeah.
So much stuff in Gmail. I was trying to Gmail for a while, but it's just...
Yeah. Gmail's supposed to be easier, but sometimes all the stuff that they have to make your life easier just makes it more confusing.
Right.
Yeah. Not a problem. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
So, you can do Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30.
Okay.
And then Saturday, you can do 8 to 1.
Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you want to pay like double, you know.
I could do Saturday by appointment only, so they could call you, but it's up to you if you want to make it work.
Yeah, I want to be off on Sunday.
Okay. Good man. Go to church, watch some football.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
Spend a little time with the family.
Yeah. Sometimes when people tell me, oh, I'm working 7 days a week, I start to question them a little bit. Like, really? Yeah. Sounds miserable.
I mean, I'm not... Yeah. But, you know, it's like one of them things.
Money's
like,
important.
I've done it for a long time. Well, you know, it's just like I'll tell anybody, money's not...
Everything. Yeah. But you can only say that once you've had it, you know? That's the thing. I have to remember that, too. Like, I grew up in Newport Beach in Orange County, Southern California. And it's like one of the wealthiest places in the country, you know? And so, you know, things that I think are just normal, I have to kind of like, okay, you know, sometimes I got to travel a little bit and get regrounded. Like, you know, the way we live isn't the same case for everyone. Sometimes you got to start from zero. Yeah.
But, and you know, and too, like, because I came from, I'm not going to say, I came from probably like a middle class family out of Mississippi. My mom and dad got divorced when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom worked 2 jobs to provide. But, you know, I've not always had, like, I've had to work for everything that I've ever, you know, anything that I've ever done, I've had to work for.
Yeah.
I've not always had the money and the accumulation of stuff that I have now. And to me, it just makes you appreciate it a lot more when you work, you know, and you brought yourself from little of nothing to having.
Oh, yeah.
A little nest egg. So.
Oh, I know. I know all the time. There's a lot of times I speak with business owners, and then there's some guys that are real quick, like, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. They get the concept, like, hey, let me spend money, make money. I get that, you know, that's how you stay ahead. And then you get these other guys that, you know, they go through life with, you know, that's a lot, and what if it loses, you know, and I understand. I understand both sides of it, you know, but the only way to really get ahead is you have to use your money to make more money. You don't just, like, save it or spend it at the pace that you make it. It just appreciates. So.
Right.
Yeah. But I have your profile created. We're going to want to interview you on your website to be able to customize it for you. And then also we want to go over all the services you provide. I did a pretty good job of taking some notes here, but they're going to want to dot the I's and cross the T's on that and also go over your service area so we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
But yeah, I mean, I don't know what hours y'all
want,
you know.
Yeah, so I mean, I have we're Pacific Standard Time because we're right next to Google here in SoCal. But it's 1:10. I have a 3 to 4 available, which would be like 5 to 6 your time if you really want to knock it out. I can have these guys build the website over the weekend, have something to show you come Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I
like to get things rolling fast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you don't have to question the legitimacy of our business and see your website up and running. And get that out of the way. All right. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this appointment. They're going to text you 1 hour before. It's kind of an automated message. and then they'll call you and walk you through it. It is going to be with a separate representative, but I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'm going to be your account lead, so I'll be touching base with you from time to time just to see how things are going or if you want to make any changes, just to get feedback, okay? But if you want something done, you could always call me directly there.
Okay.
And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Charles, how did you want to do that?
We can do we can do it on my Discover card.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work. Is it under your name or the business name or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. I'm going to add Sloan Custom Pools to the invoice so you could still write it off as a business expense later when you do the taxes. Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
Correct.
Okay. I don't know if I touched on that. So Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It'll say Google on it, and it'll say Sloan Custom Pools, but there's a little five-digit number on the back of it we'll need from you. So I don't know if you have your missus or somebody checking the mail, but look out for that. I need that little number on the back of it when it comes in.
All right.
I'm ready for you, Charles.
Dictate my cards here real quick. I did say Discover, right?
Yeah, you said Discover. But it really doesn't matter. If it's Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, I've already set up the invoice so it comes across as a business expense for Sloan Custom Pools. And then we always send the service agreement in writing, too, so you have documented everything that we're doing for you for the price.
You ready?
I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
6011.
Okay.
0142.
0142.
7166.
7166.
7631.
7631. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0828.
08 of 28, and then there was a three-digit code on the back.
104.
Okay, and then we have a security question, too, in case you want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa. You know, if somebody calls in and maybe it doesn't sound like you and we just want to make sure it's you. Before we give them access to anything. So you have three options for this. You could use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do the city I was born.
Okay. Where were you born, Charles?
Memphis.
Oh, Memphis. Okay. Makes sense why you like to stay around there, huh? Okay. I always hear mixed reviews about Memphis. They say it's got a lot of culture, but there's a lot of it that's dangerous, too, you know?
It is, if you're not from here, I don't know. I mean, I've lived here my whole life, so there's nothing really. I mean, I love it. It's home, but, you got to be aware of your surroundings at all times.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I've been to Nashville just to visit a couple times, but I've never gone over to Memphis. Every time I think about it, somebody tries to stop me. They say, it'd be dangerous. I go, okay, you know, it's not my neck of the woods, you know, otherwise that'd be fine. But,
exactly.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's just their pro-Second Amendment. I'm very pro-Second Amendment.
Yeah, around here, you said that you get out of the pump gas, you better have your gun on you.
Yeah. So I don't have a problem with that. It's just when I go out there, I can't take it with me. So I got to leave it at home. So they always say don't go out that way. All right. But I got to walk you through a voice verification here. It's a 60-second recording, okay. And then we'll basically be good to go until our interview at 5. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand it, just stop me. I can always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I run your payment here.
All right.
So you're on a recorded line here, Charles. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Sloan Custom Pools.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Charles Sloan, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Sloan Custom Pools today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's not saying you can't do anything else. We just want to make sure that you're not paying for anything that we're already doing for you or duplicating anything. The package that I put you on, you really shouldn't need anything else, Charles. We're building the site for you. You got Google. You got Bing. You're on Amazon Alexa voice search results if you're using an Amazon Alexa device. You got Facebook and Facebook ads in there. You got Yelp. You got Yellow Pages. You got Thumbtack. You know, so I tried to cover all your bases so we're like a one-stop shop. I want to keep your overhead low so that way you don't have a problem continuing to use this each month, but I also don't want you to have 100 different bills floating around, you know? So it's kind of my logic there. I'm trying to set us up for the long run instead of get rich quick.
Right.
Okay. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's October 18th of 2024, but it's going to be in a discounted pricing structure of $249 for a platinum package bundle. There's everything included in the package, the graphic design for your website, the hosting of your website, and the purchase of your domain is all a part of the service. It says the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day. You'll keep the same price of $249 as long as you're with us. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue the services, just let us know before that next billing is due or like before the 18th day so that way we could stop it from automatically processing. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting a bunch of text messages now from our company?
A bunch of text messages?
Yeah, you'll get text and email confirmation. So you're asking like, hey, are you guys a real business? Like, there's a contract, even though it's month to month. We send you everything in writing on what we're doing for you for the price with your receipt, and then you got to sign off on it. It's called your subscription terms. And there's also a Google verification form that you got to fill out, and that actually goes directly to the Google headquarters, and that'll have you displayed as a Google verified business online. And so that way people know that, you know, you have all the credibility factors. They could just kind of call you and hire you directly from the first page. So you got to fill out that form and you got to sign the subscription terms. You don't have to do that now, but if you can get it done over the weekend, that would be awesome. And then we're going to circle back with you at 5, knock out the client interview, get started building everything.
Okay. Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm just a phone call away. I'm looking forward to working with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to give me a shout, okay?
All right, buddy. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Charles. You have a great day. We'll talk to you at 5.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.